Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to AI Audible, the new narrated article podcast from the Anfield Index podcast channel. Leicester must be a watershed game for Klopp, by Andy Wales. A little disclaimer before we begin. I'm not really sure what is going on here, but I'm surrounded by some sort of ongoing atmospheric hum. I've tried to secure a place away from my usual beautiful rural Ireland setting to record this, and yet in metropolitan Dublin there seems to be no quiet, so I apologise if there's something persistent in the background. Back to Andy's piece. They say you shouldn't write about your team when you're angry, and after that abject display against Leicester I was both furious and embarrassed. Therefore, I thought it best to take some time before reflecting on the game. Unfortunately, 48 hours has done little to quell my emotions. I have unashamedly been an advocate of Jurgen Klopp for years and was elated at his appointment. And make no mistake, I am still delighted he is our manager and I have absolute faith that we have the right man in charge. I said shortly after he arrived that it's not going to be all sweetness and light under him, and although I saw him as a perfect fit for the club, he may not ultimately succeed. However, it will be one hell of a journey along the way. Regardless of where we end up, I stand by that statement. Long term, I have faith in Klopp. Short term, I have a few nagging concerns. Naturally, Klopp will make mistakes. All managers do. It's a fact of life. The important thing is to recognise those mistakes and learn from them. Fortunately, I believe Klopp is a big enough man to accept where he's made mistakes and is of the right mind to learn from them. Unfortunately, in the match against Leicester, we made a similar tactical mistake as we did in the same ground last season, and Manchester City did there earlier this campaign. We employed a high line that allowed Jamie Vardy to expose a lack of pace in our defence. With possession lost in midfield, it only took one straight ball and some atrocious anticipation and directional movement from Lucas for Vardy to be through on goal. Our tactical positioning allowed us to be exposed in that situation. And when it happened, Lucas got it all wrong and simply didn't have the mobility to recover. I accept that Lucas is not a centre-back, and it is Klopp's decision to employ him there. But the sad fact is that regardless of how good a servant he has been to the club, he is simply not of the required standard if Liverpool are to challenge for major honours again. Even more uncomfortable to watch than the Leicester players suddenly finding energy, passion and enthusiasm after the sacking of Claudio Ranieri was the complete lack of anything from the Liverpool team. There was a lack of fight, a lack of guts, a lack of passion, and most damaging of all, a complete lack of quality. Other than a cameo from substitute Ben Woodburn, a fine driving run from Emre Can, and a smart finish from Felipe Coutinho, there were no other things of note for the Reds on a truly miserable night that did nothing for my blood pressure. I've long since said that I feel we would have inconsistencies this season, despite the fantastic start that we had. However, the pathetic defeat to Leicester was one of a few unacceptable displays in recent weeks. Sadio Mane was one of the worst players on the pitch the other night, so the excuse of our form falling off a cliff being simply due to him being at the Africa Cup of Nations has been shown to be just that, an excuse. There's more to it than that. And the lack of quality and depth within the squad, particularly in defence, is an issue Klopp must accept accountability for, because we do not have a left back of sufficient quality, or a left-sided centre back following the shenanigans of Mamadou Sakho. The defence has to be the priority this summer. And if we start next season with James Milner or Dejan Lovren as part of our centre-back line, expect another 50 goals to be conceded. The mental fragility that exists within the current squad and the reliance and confidence are long-standing scars that Klopp needs to eradicate, otherwise the questions will move from the players to the manager. This brings me to my other nagging concern with Klopp. I'm beginning to worry that he may fall into the same trap as Arsene Wenger, in that he's too loyal to the players who are not good enough, and believes he can coach them up to the standard required. Hopefully, this is a concern that's unfounded, and that Klopp shows his ruthless side this summer. The harsh reality is that although we have some good players, some promising ones, and even a few excellent ones, we have too many that are average. And until that changes, trophies are unlikely to appear on the horizon. For all Klopp's larger-than-life personality, his presence, coaching ability, and proven track record, if he repeats some of his mistakes and fails to make the necessary changes, he will be deemed culpable for another period of disappointment at Liverpool Football Club. I'm in danger of repeating myself, and if you have been unfortunate enough to listen to more than one or two or three AI audibles of late, then you'll have heard me saying the same thing again and again. I'm not going to do that again here, because Andy has made points that I've made myself a couple of times, and they're very valid in my opinion. This is the right guy. Tell me a better one. The squad is weak. Argue against that. Certain players need to be removed because of a fragile mentality. Argue against that. Look, there are certain things that you can state now with almost certainty. And even Jurgen Klopp, despite his incredible eloquence and ability to spin stuff like all great managers do, despite his confidence stroke arrogance, he will know that things need to change. He will know that people here at the club... It was remarkably Brendan off me there. I don't know what happened there. Anyway, he will know that people at the club are not fit for purpose. I hope he does, because there was a statement issued today. It did the rounds on Twitter, and he focused particularly on Milner, Lucas and Lallana as guys who have a tremendous attitude. And what happened was, as a result of that, the Milner, Lucas and Lallana haters, and they are legion on Twitter, they came out in force, and they spoke about, well, if this is the future of the club, yeah, okay. Look, this is a guy who's got a squad now, a squad who can still achieve something, maybe, who knows, let's not write it off just yet, can still possibly achieve something. Everyone around us, including the guys who are playing on Saturday, are flaky. United are flaky. Arsenal are flaky. Spurs are flaky. We have a chance still. We have done our best to fuck that into a cocked hat, and yet we have a chance still. So what else is Klopp going to do except talk up Lallana, talk up Milner, talk up Lucas? Are you mental? Do you not get it? Do you not understand the psychology of a man leading a group? For the love of Christ, retain your composure. Stop crying. Stop moaning. Stop reacting to every single quote that comes out about how we need to improve. We know how we're going to improve. This is just by the numbers PR stuff. I'm sure you get it, guys. All of you people who are listening to this, you get it. Talk to your friends who are the knee-jerkers. Tell them to just get a grip, because this is what happens. This is what they have to do. We need to sit and wait and keep our shit together, because if it works out, everyone's going to be happy. If it doesn't, it's time enough to moan then. Thank you for listening to AI Audible. You can read this episode's article along with many others on AnfieldIndex.com. You can download our AI channel app on iOS and Android. And you can find all our AI Audible episodes on Twitter at AI Audible and on AnfieldIndex.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.